What comes to mind when you think of the State Library of New South Wales? There are study rooms, an extensive research library, and a great rooftop bar. But did you also know that the State Library has a large and varied collection of artist books? This collection is now on display at an exhibition entitled Paper Universe, The Book as Art. Specialist librarian and collection acquisition and curation. And this exhibition's curator, Maria Savitas, joins us today to discuss this creative collection. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Lorna. Thank you.
Thank you. So my lovely presenter, Will, before this segment, seemed to have no idea what an artist book was. So can you please tell us what your impression of an artist book is?
Sure. I think it's probably easier to start with what isn't an artist's book. People often think we're talking about artists' sketchbooks or their journals or the sort of testing that they do before they make the actual artwork, or even those beautiful coffee table books that we see in bookshops that are full of gorgeous glossy pictures of artworks. But that's not what they are. Instead, artists' books are an art form in their own right. It's a medium, just the same as a painting or a sculpture, but the artist in this case has chosen to use the idea or the form of a book to create their artwork, and really plays with the idea of everything we know about books. So it looks like a book, or maybe it doesn't, but it's the idea of a book and turning it into an artwork in its own right.
Cool, great. And I presume the library has been building up this collection for many years, but what was your process like in curating a selection to exhibit? I presume you had to choose from many more options than are available to show.
Absolutely. We've got about 700 books, artists' books in our collection, and they're sort of scattered all throughout the five levels of stack. So it took many, many months. This exhibition's been in development for years, so it was very slowly working through and spending time with all of the items to see which ones jumped out and really provoked some sort of reaction that I thought maybe visitors would really enjoy.
I visited the show last week in its opening week and was immediately struck by the very detailed and customised display cases, an amazing temporary wall structure of woven recycled MDF at the start that looks like cardboard. How did you design the gallery space? Because almost rather than a show of just artworks, the show in itself is almost an artwork.
Exactly. We really wanted to bring out the materiality of artists' books. It is a very tactile space, and we wanted to bring in that warmth of paper and art and creativity to the space that keeps changing with every exhibition that's in it. But artists' books, we felt, really deserved to be somewhere very beautiful and something that really provokes wonder and curiosity and openness. So I'm really glad that you picked up on that, because that's what we were hoping to do as well.
Yeah, it was amazing. Noticing also in the back corner, there's this great display of prints, and they've got these custom metal stands so they can stand open as these like book pages, and they're in this lovely tiered display. There's so many amazing details in the exhibition. I had great fun going through it.
Oh, good. It was certainly a challenge. I guess you don't see artist book exhibitions on very often because they are inherently very dynamic. You're meant to be moving through them. So it was really a point for us to make this as dynamic as possible and not sort of relegate these gorgeous, beautiful crafted objects to cases where they sort of just sat there. We tried to bring in a lot of the complicated elements of their construction and make you feel like they were moving or that you were moving through them. So that was very important for us.
And do you have a favourite from the exhibition?
Oh, it changes. It changes every hour. There's almost 100 books in that exhibition, but there's another 600 still in stack. And I tried very hard to not put myself into it, so it wasn't my favourites. It's the things that I thought would show the sheer variety of ideas and execution of materials and to show you the absolute range that people have attempted when doing artist books. I think my favourite is just seeing people's responses, because I can find something thrilling about all of them, but I'm incredibly biased anyways. It's one of my favourite things to talk about.
Yeah, there is a wide variety. I noticed lots of amazing print studios also involved in the production of some of the books. What might visitors not know about in terms of what goes into making an artist book? Because a lot of these books, yeah, it was more than even just one artist. There was a whole body of people involved.
Exactly. And I say there's over 100 artists represented, but I'm not even including the paper makers and the binders, the people that made these handcrafted boxes, or even the artists that inspired a lot of these works. A lot of them have their sort of origin in poetry or music. So really there's probably hundreds and hundreds of artists who have all had to inspire or collaborate in some way to bring all these things together. We've got a really beautiful example, which is Paradise Lost, and that is two artists working in New Zealand and Australia, sort of in different countries, but coming together and collaborating on this one shared idea. So collaboration is a huge thing in art, and especially in these artist books. It's very rare to have something that's made solely by one person controlling all of those elements.
Amazing. And also I'll ask you about how I see you have various workshops and talks going on alongside the exhibition. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so we've got a really great public program that we put together, and that will stretch right through till May 2026 when the show closes. We've got curator talks, artist talks, workshops with our learning services team. I'll be doing tours really quite often. We just want a whole range of experiences for people so that every time you come along, you'll see a different aspect of artists' books and often get a chance to hear from the artists themselves. I think is way more interesting to get to ask them questions and understand what their process was behind the works that they've created that you can have a look at in the show.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about it. If anyone's interested in attending and visiting the show or going to any of the workshops, the info will be on our website as well as on the State Library website. Paper Universe is on now and runs until May 3rd. But don't forget to go, because often when exhibitions are so long, I know that I forget about them. Thank you so much, Maria.